It is 64 degrees in Nashville. Skies here are mostly clear. And it should be a partly sunny and warm day with a high in the mid-80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. A bill that nearly doubles the number of vouchers available to Tennessee families is one step closer to passage. But some lawmakers worry this move could hurt the state's finances. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
The bill would increase the amount of vouchers to 35,000. It passed the first hurdles in the Senate and House Finance Committees this week. But not everyone was on board. Republican Senator Joey Hensley voted against it.
When we passed this last year, there was a lot of discussion about us expanding it quickly, like some other states have done, Arizona in particular. I'm just concerned that we are on the path to make it difficult for us to continue funding.
The bill comes with a price tag around $150 million. And some are concerned that public schools will suffer because the vouchers are used toward private school. Supporters highlight how popular these are. But Democratic Senator Jeff Yarbrough says that's because most families using vouchers were already paying private school tuition, so the voucher just gives them a discount. The Senate Finance Committee approved the measure on Tuesday, and the House Finance Subcommittee followed suit on Wednesday. Next, the bill will go to the Senate floor for a vote. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
Just days after announcing its expanding office footprint in Nashville, Oracle has laid off thousands of employees across the country, including an unknown number based in Tennessee. The company did not file a notice with Tennessee's Department of Labor. Oracle's slashing positions and investing heavily in AI data centers around the world. The Nashville Business Journal reports it's unclear what the layoff notices mean for the software giant's plans to establish its global headquarters in Nashville. Since announcing its East Bank site in 2021, the company has increased its staffing in the city from about 100 to 900, but that's still far short of what was promised in order to secure $65 million in state incentives. At that time, the company said it would bring more than 8,000 jobs to the city by 2031. All construction work on state interstates will be on hold this weekend as the Tennessee Department of Transportation anticipates heavy traffic for the Easter holiday. The agency will stop all road work at 6 o'clock tonight, and that stoppage lasts until 6 p.m. Monday. Although the work will stop, some lane closures will remain. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.